Hello and welcome. Now we have Marianne Abdellah. Welcome, Marianne. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Terry. How are you?
I'm great. I really appreciate you joining me to chat about this. Can you introduce yourself and tell us a bit about yourself?
Yes, I'm Marianne. I'm the director of digital learning at a K-12 school in Egypt. Mm-hmm. And I used to work for Cairo University, but right now I'm on loan for the K-12 level.
Wow.
And I'm watching what's happening in academia.
Yeah.
While I'm leading the K-12 school.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing right now with our school, with the younger ones,
mm-hmm.
is because remote learning is not designed for younger age. So it's easier for the grown-ups.
Yeah.
So we make sure there is direct instruction, whether mm-hmm. it's through videos sent or one-to-one session with the ones who need direct instruction.
Mm-hmm.
But we work on projects and we want to hear the students. This is not time to focus on subject objectives, but to focus on the well-being of the students.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is social learning via hypothesis or social interaction through Flipgrids. These are applications where the teacher would give a topic for discussion, and then we get the feedback from the students. But they see each other. The human factor is very important. And
yes,
it's not about answering questions or just presenting projects, but making sure the individual is there and the interaction between them is there. So with these two applications, we managed to put the students together. So mm-hmm. even if they cannot meet in a classroom setting, they can meet virtually. And many of the projects we're doing or the actual teaching would depend on a presentation where they have to give a feedback, a direct feedback, with sentences, with not a podcast. They're too young for this, but
mm-hmm.
Many journals. The thing is, we want to tell them we can hear you.
Yes.
And it's not just we can hear you. You can hear each other. You're not alone in this.
That's excellent. So you leave some space for them to fill with hypothesis, you said?
And yes, hypothesis and Flipgrid.
Yep. Flipgrid.
Yes.
And some journals?
Yes.
And how do they journal?
Sorry?
What tool do they use for journaling?
They just use Docs or...
Gotcha.
Yeah, or whatever writing tool. We don't have a platform for this one.
Yeah, then they just share them.
Yes, and then they share them.
Well, that's fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing.
What we're trying to do is just making it simple. We're not adding new tools, and the focus mm-hmm. is not on the tool. It's the material they're already used to, but the focus is on the individual and the communication.
Yeah, and just a chance to talk, share, connect. That's great. That's really cool.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing your ideas. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Terry.
Have a wonderful rest of your day. It's later there, so you don't have much left of this day, but thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Thanks.